This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Beautiful Monday, already in the 40s in some places across North Dakota, upper 30s in the rest, and it is a beautiful, beautiful day. Great weekend. Fabulous weekend. Hope you enjoyed it. Looking forward to chatting with you today on the program. I always do. I go the weekend, have to wait a couple of days, not like a few hours like normal, you know, Monday through Friday. Get done Friday, got to all wait on Monday to find out what is on your mind, and I want to know. I'm going to tell you briefly what's on my mind, some takeaways from the weekend, and then I want to know what's on your mind. If it's on this list, great. If it's not, no big deal. It's okay. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will join us a little later on in the program, as he does at least monthly on the program. Ron is the president of the Petroleum Council in North Dakota, and North Dakota Oil Can, one of our fine sponsors. North Dakota Oil Can and us. Day in and day out. Find out more on their Facebook page or at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. A lot going on right now. A lot. But it feels a little bit, at least on the price side, like, it's spring, right? Sort of like we do about the weather right now. You feel a little glimmer of hope there. We're going to talk to Ron about that. Saw some ridiculous comments from the Sierra Club over the weekend. You know, it is amazing to me, these people. They are absolutely amazing. I really wish you would just have full disclosure. And first of all, people who dedicate themselves to protecting the environment, I consider to be noble. That's good, noble work, okay? It's sort of like people that, you know, are caring for kids, right? I mean, that's good, noble work. You're out there making sure kids are doing good. So that I'm not trying to say environmentalists by their very nature are bad. I happen to think, by the way, the folks who do care the most for the environment are the people that make their living off the land, right? And that would be like our friends in the agriculture world. But the vast majority of these people that represent a Sierra Club or a Dakota Resource Council or whatever, they're activists. They're cranks. They're paid haters is what they are. They have, and if they would just tell us what they are, and that is folks that want nothing in the way of fossil fuel development. This business of, oh, we're trying to protect the environment while they're, no, you're not. You want it shut off. You want, you know, if you had your way, we wouldn't lift a plane off the ground. We wouldn't have, you know, fuel to farm the land. I mean, it's unbelievable. They really irritate me, as you probably can tell. I just wish a reasonable sect would come out of that particular group. That's why I like the Northwest Landowners. I always talk about them. I mean, they sit down at the table and say, hey, look, we own land. You're in industry. You need a pipeline there. Look, can we figure out the best way to do this? Can we make sure that, you know, if this happens, here's what you'll do to fix it. Can you go there instead of there? You know, find a way. Coexist, right? Not the extreme environmentalists. So anyway, we'll talk with Ron about that. And the federal government is as extreme. The Bureau of Land Management has some just ridiculous rules for flaring that have come out that are things you need to know about. So we'll tell you about that today on the program. Where do I begin? On my mind, I think we have a two-person race for the Republican nomination. And you probably heard me, if not flat out say it, lean really close towards it, that this thing was moving Donald Trump's way. And if you remember, I said on Super Tuesday, if Donald Trump gets more than half the delegates, this baby's over. Well, he didn't. And Ted Cruz is right under his, I mean, they're less than 100 delegates apart right now. So this is something that, this race is changing. And another amazing thing, I'll give Donald Trump credit for this, Donald Trump is so hated by the establishment that Ted Cruz is now an appealing alternative more and more every day. When Mitt Romney is on Sunday television, saying favorable things about Ted Cruz. Ladies and gentlemen, the world has changed. The world has changed. Now, I'm thinking out loud. I haven't really penciled this out, but I can't figure out a path to John Kasich becoming the Republican nominee. And again, I guess the only path is, you know, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio go down in a plane or something, or pull out of a race or whatever, and he then assumes all the other. But if the race exists as it is today, I don't see how John Kasich, best Donald Trump, I don't see how Marco Rubio does it. I mean, with a four-person race, right now today, Marco Rubio and John Kasich are pretty much guaranteeing Donald Trump's the nominee. So again, thinking out loud, as I often do on this program, it would seem to me John Kasich ought to, you know, say, hey, look, I'm all in for somebody here. Ted Cruz, I'll take you. Or, you know, Donald Trump, I'll be your guy and I'll school you up on what you need to know. And hope for the VP spot or something else. And I like John Kasich a lot. I love the fact that he's standing to the degree he is. You look at his breadth of knowledge, what he's done. Where he's from is very important, number one. But what he's done is even more important. I like the guy a lot. But again, I'm just being realistic about the path to... I like Marco Rubio a lot. I've said for a long time, my heart was with Marco Rubio in this race. All right? I've always said I could live with Donald Trump because I guess he's a revolutionary. And you know what? Things are so screwed up. The Republican Party has so blown it. They've created Donald Trump. And I don't care for his antics. But you know what? That reflects our culture today. So I don't even know if we can blame him, because the more grotesque in some cases that he got, the more sort of just over the top he got, the higher his numbers went. Grab a mirror. That's where our culture is at. It is. It's, you know, I don't think we can put it all on him. I really don't. Now, you want candidates who would sort of elevate the dialogue and elevate the culture, but he wasn't that. And, you know, the man has flaws. There's no doubt about it. But I guess what I'm saying is, I was a Rubio guy. I always said I could live with the Trump. Cruz is hard not to like from the standpoint of how he votes. No doubt about it. I mean, the guy's record is phenomenal. Everything about him to me was the electability question. To me, I always said he is going, I mean, the mainstream media will all but put devil horns on that guy. They didn't like any Republican. They didn't like John McCain. They didn't like George W. Bush. They didn't like Mitt Romney. But that guy, given his positions, the devil horns go on the day he's the nominee. Well, you know, that's just my gut feeling. But as far as his beliefs and his views, unbelievable. A little not fond of his delivery. He comes across a little lawyerly. But, you know, they're certainly on his policies and what he stands for. And, gosh, can you imagine him and Hillary debating? I think he'd do pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. I really do. So here's the deal. In my mind, this is, again, thinking out loud, I think it's time for Rubio and Kasich to go. Now, I don't think they're going to, because Kasich wants a shot at Ohio and Rubio wants a shot at Florida. That's coming March 15th. But what that does is give Donald Trump a chance to live another day. So if these guys truly don't want Donald Trump to the degree they say, and Kasich really doesn't say it out loud, then to me, they've got to pick a horse and make this a two-person race. And it could go right down to the wire. The momentum is shifting to Ted Cruz. It has shifted over the weekend again to Ted Cruz. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. Let me know what you think. One other thing on my mind I want to talk a little bit about. There was an officer-involved shooting in Bismarck last night, and it reminds us again how challenging a time we live in and what our law enforcement officers go through. Have you ever heard about a doctor stabbing a patient? You know, like the headline, doctor stabs patient. Well, that can be said every day because they're surgery, right? They technically do that. Why do we have headlines like Bismarck officer kills Mandan man in shotgun incident? I mean, Bismarck Tribune, get it together on how you write headlines. And all of media, you know, please. What the Bismarck officer did was save some lives. You know, the idea of doctor stabs patient. No. Doctor saving the patient's life. Same thing in the way the Bismarck officer. The individual himself is the one that's in some trouble and caused the situation that he's in. I'm talking about the individual that was killed. Lastly, the Foreign News Service did an interview this weekend with Michelle Schumacher. She would be the wife of Marcus Schumacher, who killed the Fargo police officer, Jason Mosier. And in the article, she talks about her husband being in a very, very bad place from the standpoint of mentally and everything else. Literally, I have some of the correct verbiage here rather than paraphrasing it for you. I will actually read her comments about her husband and the place he was at. At times, he had a quick temper. It got much worse in the last year. She saw at least a half a dozen huge rage episodes. She knew there were guns there. Why didn't she do something? More on that coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color, options. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want, they'll find it at below market prices. Great service department too in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brandt at 701-444-2341. Great service department too. Call Tanya for your service. 701-444-2341.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This nice weather has you thinking about the fact that before long, be out in the field, right? And then not long after that, time to get that sprayer out there. High Plains Apache has some 2016s that look pretty good in your field. That's right. And they go, and they go, and they go, and they go. They have that standard five-year warranty. They have great fuel efficiency. help out with those input costs. No other sprayer provides the fuel efficiency as an Apache sprayer. Lightest footprint in the industry, less compaction on the ground in the field, wet springs when others are not. And with their mechanical drive system, you result in a more rugged machine and easier to maintain. Stop and see the good folks here. 2016s, 2015s, great financing. Used models as well. HighPlainsApache.com, HighPlainsApache.com, or in Mandan across from Bonanza, Frontier south of Fargo, your authorized Apache sprayer dealer with the ET Ag Center and every part you could possibly need right there in stock at High Plains Apache. What's on your mind, ladies and gentlemen? Continues. I'm Scott Hennon, Todd the Radio God Mitchell. I believe he's back tomorrow. Manny, isn't Todd the Radio God going to be back in here, I think, tomorrow?
If I'm behind the microphone? Thinking, yes, he should.
Yeah, I think he's back on U.S. soil now. And
yeah.
Had a big shot meeting today. You know, he's big time. But I think he'll be back here tomorrow on the program, which we look forward to. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. That's the number you dial to tell me what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. I just want to finish on this. What I was trying to say, for one, I read this story, and folks, there are just all kinds of signs here. I mean, she gave records to the forum reporter from her husband's visits with a doctor and a licensed social worker last fall that he had a major depressive disorder that was recurrent and severe, all right? And she'd made calls to the doctor's office telling the staff that his rage fits were getting worse. It does no good to sit here and second guess all of this. And that's what everybody usually does, and myself included, right? It's just kind of a human flaw to sit there and say, why were there guns in that house? Why wouldn't she take guns out of the house? Why in the world a social worker? She should have known better. Doctors, they should have known better. You know, it's easy to do. And quite honestly, it's maybe even worth doing at some point. But to say, if nothing else, how do we learn from this? How do we learn from this? What I'm hopeful that will come out of my bringing it up is that if you find yourself in a similar situation and want to avoid having your name everywhere and your family's name everywhere and to go through the, you know, in this case, a woman lost her husband, her home, is no doubt second-guessing herself like crazy, going through immense pain because her husband kills an officer. I mean, think about all this. The best way to avoid that would to go against every fiber of your being and not wanting to rock the boat and just say, I'm going to do something. Whether that is go to the doctors and say, you know, he has guns, we got to take them away, can somebody else do it? Can we get him in a hospital? Can we, you know, do something. Just step out of the comfort zone and do something. And it may be painful, it may be difficult, it may be, you know, something you don't want to do, but it'll avoid something horrible like that. It's just, I can't read that without going, what? What in the world? You know, it's just awful. It really is. Tell me if I'm wrong. 800-228-0550. I'll say just quickly about Nancy Reagan, and I welcome any reflections you have on Nancy Reagan. Is, you know, I am a Reagan baby, right? So I graduated from high school in 1983. I loved and revered Ronald Wilson Reagan. Loved and revered the man. And I have to tell you, if you say, why, Scott, why did you love him? I was a product of the Carter years and, you know, as a youngster, literally having to help run our family company and build a radio station with a father who happened to be alcoholic, which had nothing to do with Jimmy Carter. Well, maybe it did, actually, because it was so bad. I mean, 20% interest rates, and it was just awful, right? I mean, it was awful. And the hope and optimism Reagan brought, you know, literally, I saw the difference in how, and I didn't comprehend it at the time, but I'm, you know, a teenager in this horrible, awful time of Carter, and then to Reagan and seeing the difference and how that, you know, it came to be. I just, all the way through the Challenger and how he addressed that tragedy, and I just loved him. I just revered him. And any of us that love Reagan have to say, Nancy Reagan, God bless you. Without you, we don't have Ronald Reagan. Without you, we don't have Ronald Reagan. Because they were inseparable. They were the true definition of a marriage and a partnership, and he was able to be who he was because of her. So we have to be enormously grateful. I have right before me every day on this program when we do the show a signature of Ronald Reagan underneath the seal, something I picked up at the Reagan Library. And it happens to be what is on Ronald Reagan's tombstone at the Reagan Library. That saying is right here next to me. I know in my heart that man is good, that what is right will always eventually triumph, and there is purpose and worth to each and every life. And I really, really believe that. I know in my heart that man is good. Sometimes you wonder, but as he said, in my heart, man is good. That what is right will always eventually triumph. And there is purpose and worth to each and every life. Wow. Incredible. Nancy Reagan will be buried next to Ronald Reagan, Simi Valley, California, that beautiful library. Not been there. Take it in. All right. Let's take some of your calls here. Christina in Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hello, Christina. What's on your mind?
Okay. I just wanted to remind you that Romney didn't just come out in favor of Ted Cruz. He also recently ran Trump into the ground when 4 years ago he was singing his praises from a Trump hotel. Now, this sounds like dirty politics and very self-serving. So now he has also announced that if there were a brokered convention, because neither candidate got 50% or more than 50%, he would accept the nomination. So it sounds like he would turn on his mother for a chance to be president of the United States, to me.
Yeah, I don't know where you heard the fact that Romney said that, because I heard him ask that a thousand ways, and he kept saying...
It was on your radio station. I heard it on your radio station. I listen to KFYR most of the time.
But I don't know. I don't know what program it was. Yeah, because I don't think he said that. I mean, he basically said, look, if you're drafted, if I'm drafted, if somebody says you don't want
it... for the brokered convention. That's right.
Yeah, but I don't think he's saying that's likely. I don't think that's a real possibility. Just so you know, sometimes those sound bites are from people who get pressed into asking a question. I don't think Romney's doing what he's doing to be drafted or be the nominee. I really don't. I think if he wanted to be the nominee, he would have figured out a way to engineer a drafted convention and get there without doing what he's doing.
You know, and that's another thing, Scott. I really think that the mainstream Republicans are so hateful of Trump that is what they are planning to make sure that he does not get the nomination, because they have, it's in their whatever procedures they have, that it is in there that if the candidate does not have 50%, they can trash the whole process and start over with this brokered convention.
Yeah, and that would be a reason that Kasich, Romney, and Cruz stay in. They've all said that, you know, Kasich said, I'm in for Ohio. Rubio said, I'm in for Florida. But if they stayed beyond that, then I'd agree with you. That's what they're trying to do. Thanks, Christina. Good call. Appreciate it. Others welcome. Jeff and Mark, you're next.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are flying off the shelves, folks, because of that great new exclusive deal we have for our fine listeners. Just got a report on last week. Holy buckets. That is so awesome. Thank you very much, by the way. Your support of MyPillow helps this program, and we appreciate that. And you've no doubt heard the ads for MyPillow. You may have already bought one. You probably reap the benefits of a great night's rest with your MyPillow, right? Well, how about sharing? Mother's Day and Father's Day is coming up, birthdays, graduations. You know, a great gift for grandma and grandpa, a shower gift. Your kids, do they have one? Come on, got to share. Give the gift of sleep. Give my pillow. Buy 4 for $1 now. No kidding. The classic 4-pack combo, only $99.88. You get 2 classic pillows. That's just a regular size pillow. And 2 go-anywhere pillows. That's the nice ones for the car travel, in the airplane. They really work nice. They're bigger than your, you know, average, but they're awesome. It's a savings of $160. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. Or go to MyPillow.com, the website MyPillow.com. All right, Jeff and Dickinson, Mark and Bismarck are next to go. Lines open behind them on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor line. Jeff in Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Over the weekend, I made an observation on Facebook social media. I'm friends with Donald Trump, Rubio, and Cruz. And my observation was Donald Trump put something up there, and within an hour he has 15,000 likes and 10,000 comments. The other three hours, they've got 5,000 likes and 500 comments. Now, not to say Donald's my guy, because I really do like Kasich, but that's neither here nor there. He sure has everybody talking. I've read through comments on both sides. And yes, there are negative comments on Donald Trump's page, but not any more than anybody else's. You know, bashing one way or the other. My point is he catches all of us fast. And the other two don't.
And that is why I'm a little perplexed why Mitt Romney and others think he would get just defeated in a landslide and Hillary for sure wins and everything else. And 60, and not counting this past weekend, after Super Tuesday, 66% voter increase. 66% more voters have voted in the Republican primaries this cycle than the previous cycle. And 33% less on the Democratic side. And I think what you described is part of the reason, Jeff. I think Donald Trump, it brings people into the political process that have never been there before, and also clearly speaks for a lot of folks who are ticked off mad. You know, I don't dislike Donald Trump. I do not. I don't have this vitriolic, he's a buffoon. I wish he'd do a few things differently. I wish he would, you know, tell us a little bit more about what he will do. I think it's fair to say we don't know what we're going to get. Chapter and verse on some issues, right, that we do with maybe some of the others who have been there, done that. But I'm telling you,
it's no small feat to just do what you just described right there, because that describes his success to this point. All the new people he's bringing into the process. You know?
That's correct. Now, you know, I don't know. If he would just pick somebody moderate, Ben, Casey, and say, hey, I'm the running mate, I don't think the other two can beat Hillary. That's the other problem. I think everybody will go to sleep if the Democrats will come out. And you know, I guess Donald Trump's better than Hillary.
Interesting theory, Jeff. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate the call very much. And glad you did what you did, just kind of checking out the Facebook pages and seeing that. You know, I honestly don't have the time or take the time to scroll through them and kind of count who's doing compared to what. But you're right. You see a lot of, when I notice Trump's tweets, they're retweeted a lot more than anybody else's. Mark and Bismarck, go ahead. You're next.
Hey, Scott, a couple things. First, you know, this whole thing with Republicans, I think they want a brokered convention just so they can make sure Trump don't get there. Now, what irritates me about that is the very first debate, they made Donald Trump say, I will not do a third-party candidacy if I am not the Republican nominee. And now they're trying to do everything they can to keep him from being that nominee. And I think they want Cruz and Rubio to stick in so that they can have a brokered convention and get their guy for the establishment. I'm not a Trump guy, but it's this dirty politics as usual with these folks.
I'd like to see a two-person race right now to settle this myself, you know. And
I don't think they'll let that happen, though, Scott, because they don't want Trump, and Trump would win.
Yeah. He might not, though. I mean, Cruz is right on his heels right now, and honestly, if the other two were gone, Cruz would have more votes. I mean, Donald Trump has got, you know, about a third of the vote, and everybody else has gotten two-thirds of the vote.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
one thing I wanted to ask you, you were moderating that gubernatorial debate in Bismarck.
Yeah.
What is your take on Burgum's non-answer to his thing on the abortion issue? I mean, I would have had a lot more respect for him if he would have just came out and said one way or the other. But he waffled on that thing so bad, I lost total respect for him on his position on it.
Yeah, I think my take on it, and I've asked Doug off the air to see if the question was different than on the air, and it isn't. But he, I think he's getting bad advice, honestly. I think, you know, for one, he's new to the political process. He's not a politician. And I think somebody's telling him, hey, just answer it this way and you'll be fine. And that's not working. And, you know, he also got some conflicting advice from Ed Schaefer, who famously said, look, North Dakotans are great folks, but you got to tell them where you stand, and then let the chips fall where they may. You can't dodge a question. You can't juke and jive. And you know, the only thing is, I would tell you, I don't get the sense that Doug Burgum is this rabidly loony liberal pro-choicer that's trying to mask that for the benefit. I honestly believe the guy's been in the business world for a lot of years, and this question didn't come up, and he didn't get very very good advice in how to answer it ahead of time, and is getting, you know, worse advice now, and, you know, should just, you know, I don't know.
One last thing.
Stake out a position, you know, just stake out a position and tell us where you are and why, you know, I mean, just,
right.
You know, it's painful to watch, honestly.
Do you see the political climate here in North Dakota hurting, I don't remember the attorney.
Stansom?
Stansom, yes, because, you know, I mean, at the debate he talked about his years as a public servant and the experience. Is the political climate in North Dakota such as it is nationally that actually might hurt him being a career politician?
Well, I think things are decidedly better in North Dakota than they are across the country. I don't think people are as frustrated here with their leaders here as they are just in the country in general, and that's partly because we've had some pretty good times here, would be my take. Although if I'm Wayne Stengem, I don't exactly love the headlines of billion-dollar deficits and everything else, but he, you know, he's running against someone that's never run for office before.
Right.
And a legislature, a two-term legislator, and he is the longest-serving attorney general in history of North Dakota, who's run how many times? He just has an enormous advantage just from his sheer name ID and time, right? I think a little bit of maneuvering to do based on these are challenging times, and I'd love to see him be a little more bold, honestly, about how he'd do things differently rather than just saying I'd do it like they did it before. But I don't think he's in much political trouble, to tell you the truth.
All right, Dave. Thanks, God. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. Let's see. Cindy in Grand Forks, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hi. As far as this Fargo police officer shooting goes, I have to disagree with the take that you're taking against the wife of the shooter. She is as much of a victim as everybody else. I mean, it's real easy to sit back and Monday night quarterback about how, you know, she should have done this, she should have done that. But unless that person says, I'm going to go shoot somebody or I'm going to go do this violent act, you don't even imagine that they would be capable of something like that. And to come off the way that you did in convicting her as much as the shooter, that's like telling a family of a suicide victim that it's their fault that the person committed suicide because they didn't stop it. It's very difficult to make that call that they're going to go that route because it's so hard to imagine that they have sunk that low into their depression or mental illness that they would step that far into the abnormal. She's a victim, no different than that police officer, and what's happened is a big tragedy. But I honestly don't think that she could have said with conviction, he's going to kill somebody. Yes, he's depressed. Yes, he's, you know, escalating. But all kinds of people escalate, and they don't do that.
Well, it sounds like that all happened quick. Honestly, Cindy, everything you said, I would be hard to disagree with. Because I'm not trying to pile on to this poor woman. And I do believe that she is a victim as well. And you know, the person responsible for killing Officer Mosier is her late husband, okay, first and foremost. But I read this and I say, look, you know, it's easy after the fact. I get that.
Right.
When 2020. I understand that. But when she herself says to the reporter that he had a quick temper, that it got much worse in the last year, that she saw at least a half a dozen huge rage episodes, that she provided records from her husband's visit with a doctor and a licensed social worker last fall that said he had a major depressive order that was recurrent and severe. She said that she made calls to the doctor's office telling staff his rage fits were getting worse. There's enough signs here. Now, again, I'm not going to pile on her. What I'm hoping to do by bringing this up is to say there's other people that are in a similar situation, and she'd give anything not to have gone through this. Anything.
Oh,
I'm not. Yeah. So maybe through the horrible ordeal she's going through, others can say, you know what? Huge rage episodes. He's got guns. Major depressive order. The rage fits are getting worse. I'm going to do something. It's not going to be pretty, but I'm going to do something. And that's all I'm trying to prompt. I'm not trying to second guess. I'm trying to prompt others from taking action. That's what I'm saying.
Prompting others to take action is awesome, but people jump, and people jump fast. And they're going to be looking to apply blame and, you know, tell people, yes, if you see signs, please make the call. But please emphasize that this poor woman, she is by no means part of this. She's a victim, just like her son. And granted, the doctors and the social workers, they, you know, when she was making the reports, they should have moved. They should have called law enforcement. They should have done something. But this poor woman, she was a victim. And I'm just hoping that the public, maybe they look at other situations and say, hey, okay, I'm going to make the uncomfortable things and make the call, but please don't blame her.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not. But I am using the signs that she is admitting to tell others there's another way. That's, you know, dancing on the head of the pin, maybe. I think it's a conversation worth having. Cindy, I appreciate your counsel on this, and I welcome others as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to drop an email our way. More after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each.
Got a sweet tooth, me too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Lick's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two cookies, four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following John Deere tractors: a 2014 9560RT, only 795 hours; a 2013 6190R with loader, only 325 hours; a 2015 9620R four-wheel drive, only 57 hours; and a 2009 9630T with tracks, only 2,000 hours. For detailed information on all of these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I picked a bad time to put a mint in my mouth here, I guess. Hard to tell you about Be Mobile and have a nice cool mint, you know what I'm saying? But I'll try to do my best. Manny and Rev, let me know if you can tell. I'll try and hide it here. Folks, Be Mobile is the region's largest premium retailer. You can tell there, can't you? You can kind of tell right there. I could tell. Can you hear it?
Is that like a one of those little peppermint candy things?
Yeah, man, I love them.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Yeah, usually I have them after the show, though, not during the show. I don't know what the deal was, but sorry. Back to B-Mobile. Verizon is the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network, right? You get that. B-Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. You get how that's going together? Verizon, the big one, and B-Mobile, the big one, see? And the nice thing about B-Mobile, they're big, but they're local, family-owned company. So if you are not a member of the Verizon family, head on into B-Mobile and get unstuck from your current carrier. What does that exactly mean? Well, it means they write you a $650 check to get up out of your current contract. Yeah, that's what it means. Up to $650 to get out of your current contract if you switch to Verizon.
The story has all the complete details on that. Be Mobile is everywhere you're at. They're at, you know, whether you're home, the lakes, beyond, whatever, they you know, it's just they're there. They have locations across North Dakota, Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton. Find a location near you. Visit bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls. I did a little apple with bacon last night on the Traeger grill. Good. I can't even begin to tell you. It's just unbelievable. A little bit of heaven. I found some frozen. I thought I was out. Found some frozen that stuck away. And man alive, unbelievable. Now I got to restock, though, so I'm up to it. Anyway, that's what I think of when I think of the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Some folks could not wait to talk. Called us during the break. Roll those, Rev.
Morning, Scott. Steve from Grafton. Are you getting on the Donald Trump thing again? That Donald Trump has yet to garner more than 40% support among the people. 40%. Not even that yet. If Kasich, Rubio, and Cruz were to put all their eggs in one basket, they would have 60-plus percent of the support. Another thing is, I have yet to see one single poll where Donald Trump beats Hillary or Donald Trump beats Bernie Sanders. Yet I have seen numerous polls where Rubio beats Hillary, Rubio beats Sanders, Cruz beats Hillary, Cruz beats Sanders. Something that these people have to think about. Yeah, Trump may be popular, but he has yet to garner more than 40% of the support of the people. He can't win. He just cannot win the White House. It won't happen. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for the call. First of all, you know, saying you can't win as we sit here in March of 2016 is a fool's errand. It really is. You can have a gut that I don't think. You just don't know. We don't know, right? I have seen a couple polls where Trump actually beats Hillary, but I've also seen a ton that Rubio does. I think Kasich does in one. I've not seen a Cruz one, but I'll take your word for it there. But it's all sort of a fool's errand right now because so many variables have to happen between now and then. You know, really, the polls now of matchups like that, hypothetical matchups, just mean nothing. Because, you know, people need to know these folks. They need to pay attention, engage, and we're just a long, long ways off from that. The only thing I'll say in defense of Trump, look, Trump has garnered the most states, the most electoral votes, the most highest percentage in a race of 17 people consistently all the way through. Now, I think he is losing a little momentum right now. There's no doubt about that. And look, Cruz wins in Kansas, wins in Maine. Wasn't it a delegate tie down in Louisiana over the weekend? So Cruz had a big weekend, and Cruz is closing in. I don't see a path to Rubio and Kasich getting the amount of delegates to do it. Right now what they're doing is assuring Donald Trump wins, in my mind. I know their thought is, I guess, stay in and maybe we get a brokered convention. But that would be a three-ring circus as well. So I don't know. I tend to think maybe it would be better for those two to go so we have a head-to-head matchup and settle this once and for all, get done with the convention, and get on with focusing on November, in my mind. One more call that came in off the air. Go ahead and roll that.
Scott, the Sierra Club is not amazing. Something that's amazing is good. The Sierra Club is not good. More apt descriptors would be disgusting, nauseating, evil, vile, anti-American. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think you heard me correctly because I was critical of the Sierra Club and specific comments on that. What I'm saying is, you know, environmentalists are amazing. Farmers, folks that don't do this for a living, they don't get paid to ultimately go out there and Sierra Club's job is not to protect the environment. Sierra Jobs Club is to tear down fossil fuel development and advance the cause. And they get money from all kinds of crazy groups to do that, right? So I didn't call them amazing. I'm ticked off by them, as a matter of fact. So might have heard that wrong. I'm saying true environmentalists, not these environmental paid activists that claim to care about the environment. True environmentalists are amazing. And again, I would say that's farmers. I have a really neat poem from one of our listeners that actually was written in 1867, but sort of describes the battle we find ourselves in trying to find a presidential candidate right now. I'm going to share that with you. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council for our monthly chat coming up here shortly. And more on Nancy Reagan and your calls, too, on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.